And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one.
So great, great things are happening. Just like Jesus was healing people, the apostles are doing the same thing. They're healing people that are vexed with devils and sick people and lame people, and you know, all different types of people are getting healed. It says they healed every one. And I just want you to understand that we don't have these powers anymore. This power stopped in the apostles, and it was a springboard to make Christianity just go through the earth immediately, right?
I was down at VCU. I was down at a church down in Richmond, and I was getting ready to, I just come to the church. It was my first day. I had the lapel mic on. I'm getting ready to preach. I heard a voice in my heart, not audibly, a thought, run out of the church now. So I ran out of the church. I just ran. I go down to the corner and I see a man coming across the street. I said to him, hey buddy, how are you? And he said, oh, I'm okay. I fell off a bridge and I shattered my leg and actually really hurt myself. So there's two steel rods going from my thigh to my shin bone on each side of his knee. So it holds the leg in.
One of the stories that Todd White said was that there was this guy and he was in a wheelchair and he had like metal rods so that his legs couldn't bend. And that the metal rods disappear out of people's legs when he heals them. Yeah. He said he like kept praying, and then like, man, the guy is just a complete moron. But yeah, he's saying that he would take that many times he's healed people and the metal rods that were in their legs just disappeared. You know, he sucked the metal rods out of their legs or something. I don't know. But yes, I mean, these Pentecostals and stuff, they just want to. It's anything but the Word of God, yeah, basically. Right. It's all these false and fake miracles.
So I said, man, I said, God can heal your knee. He said, well, I don't believe that. I said, well, I'm not interested in whether you believe it or not. I'm not trying to convince you right now. And look, let me pray for your knee. So he prayed for his knees and prayed, and my lapel mic is on in the church. So now the church, the people are starting to come out.
They're all hearing.
They're starting to come out. Yeah, it's so good. And so I said, come on, in Jesus' name, we prayed, and nothing happened. And he said, he just looked at me like I told you. And we prayed again, and all of a sudden he bent it just a tiny bit. And then the third and fourth time, we just kept hitting it. And it's the Word is a hammer, and you pound that thing and keep on hitting it and keep on hitting it. So all of a sudden his knee bent, and he freaked out. He goes, I ain't never seen it do that before. It can't bend. It has metal in there. So he stands up, gets out of the wheelchair, and his back's bent over. His back's like that. And I said to him, I said, what's wrong with your back? He said, I broke my back when the fall. So now his knee, but his knee's moving. So we just prayed for his back, and he stood straight up.
Do you realize what a miracle that is?
It's amazing.
Everything you've told me, but especially the metal rods.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he bend his knees with metal rods?
That's it. We have seen people where we've prayed for people and they've gone back to the doctors and the metal's gone. It's not there anymore. And that's a real good way to get to a doctor's heart because they put it in.
It's craziness. And anybody that looks at that and thinks that that's normal has got a screw loose. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 says, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now I believe that's talking about when the Bible was finally completed.
Amen.
Once the Bible's fully completed, the book of Revelation's written and penned down, then those all we need is the Word of God. The Word of God is more powerful than anything else. That God, that is the most, it's magnified above his own name.
Amen.
So the Word of God should be enough. What did the rich man say? Well, go up and tell my brothers, you know, and he said, if they won't believe Moses and the prophets, then they're not going to believe even if someone rose from the dead.
Yes.
Miracles are not as powerful as this book is. The miracles were a springboard to help people, and that was it. And at the end of the apostles, that was done. Amen. That's what I believe. And I'm not saying I don't think God has the power to do these things. I'm just saying that he doesn't do it that way. We're supposed to preach the word. We're supposed to preach the gospel. That's how we're supposed to make the difference. Amen. You know, and these people like Todd White, the guy is a moron. He looks like the white predator or something. He's got dreadlocks. You know, he sits there and says like that he's healing people. I think he's like some kind of a magician or something. I don't know. Anyway, he says that he heals people, that he said that he made this guy's legs straight. He's like, look, your leg's growing right now. It's like, come on, man. He don't have that kind of power. It's a lie. That guy is just looking for money. And that's what he's up to. Look, if these guys could really heal people, they should be in the children's hospitals and the burn centers, healing people at those places. If they could really do that, then why wouldn't they go there? Amen. But they don't, because they're a bunch of phonies. Yeah, right. These sign things were done at the end of the book of Acts, at the end of the apostles' lives. They were done and over with. We got the word of God. That's all we need. We don't need to bark like dogs and cluck like chickens and do fake healing sessions. Yeah, amen. Those are fake. Don't believe that garbage. Todd White is a wicked false prophet. His salvation testimony is garbage. Amen. He's not even saved. And anybody that believes any of the garbage that he puts out is just a fool. Amen. Because you can obviously see that the guy is a total charlatan.